Good day.
Hey, 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 invasion. Good to hear the Matt Monster there. How are y'all doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Really good. Man, I'm having a great day. This is the day I'm going to win the lottery, even though there's no drawing today.
Do you play?
No, I don't. But is it still Wednesdays and Saturdays? I think it is.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Nobody knows. Right. Nobody plays the lottery up here.
No, not unless it's worth millions, which makes no sense. And then somebody
it's always worth millions.
Hey, send me a couple of bucks. We're all going in. You're like, okay, you have to.
Yeah. Okay. My two lottery stories that I have. One of them is I remember an argument that I had with a dude who was in college, and he was the little brother of one of my friends, but he was old enough to play the lottery. Anyway, he would not buy a lottery ticket if the lotto jackpot was not in the whatever, real high
75,
up there.
75. Yes. No, not 75, 750 million.
Yeah. Yeah. He would only play it then. And it wasn't because that's when the lottery got his attention. He was always interested in the lottery and watched the results every single, a couple times a week, whatever, because he was into it. But he would use his willpower to not buy a ticket when it was only at 50 million, 100 million, whatever. Because his reasoning was the chances of winning the lottery twice are so small that he didn't want to burn his lottery win.
On just 50 million.
On just $50 million.
Okay.
So he would not. And we went round and round, and we argued with him for forever about how he's not thinking about this the right way.
No.
You increase your chances the more you play. Don't get into the meta odds of the chances of winning the lottery twice are, really low. You have the same chance each and every lottery that you play.
Yeah.
Just don't worry about winning it twice. That was his big problem in life, was he was really concerned that he was going to be one of these victims that wouldn't win the lottery twice. It's like, dude, just play the lottery every time you want to play it.
I have never seen anyone, and it wasn't the lottery where you buy, the tickets, it's the scratch-offs.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's grandmother was the absolute luckiest person in the world when it came to those scratch-offs. She would always win, and I never can. Like, the most I've ever won on a scratch-off is like 50 bucks. That's it.
Wow, 50?
But, man, she would...
Man. Like, what was the most she won?
250 here.
Really?
A grand. Dude, she would win all the time.
Wow.
So it's like, grand? Okay, you need to play the lottery. Let's get some tickets here. But she wouldn't win that. But
that wasn't
scratch
her
off,
game. She didn't like that.
She was on it. And my wife will, if we go to a place that has a raffle ticket and they pull tickets for...
She always
wins?
10
times out of 10, she'll win. They'll call her number. It's remarkable. The luck. And I was like, yeah, we need to... You need to play it, not me. You need to go out there and try. But I think my bad luck kind of rubs off on her because I picked the wrong line in the grocery store. I picked the longest line.
Yeah, you really do.
Dude, I'm terrible.
It's true.
I know.
Immediate check-in thing.
If there's a line moving in traffic and I move over to it, that line will stop.
It'll
and the
stop
one I was
dead in its tracks.
That's really just weird. Who I am. So I've come to accept that. And that's why I don't even play anything like that because I have no... luck at all.
Your concerts get canceled.
None.
Your plane seat gets broken.
Dude,
it's incredible.
Dude, yeah, they called me
on the
to
way
the,
out there. Your plane
on
seat
the way back.
Really?
They called me to the gate.
Donovan Lewis, passenger Donovan Lewis. Could you come to the gate? I was like, did they just call my name? Like, yeah.
My seat was broken, so they had to move me.
Did they move you into a better
seat.
Section?
You did get emergency row.
I got emergency row.
Which I think
row,
is fantastic. I wish it had
but
happened
But I was
to me.
Really close. I was in 5C, but my seat was broken, so they moved me to like 11F or something like that. So
and
it wasn't too bad.
In the same family here of this type of occurrence, when we go out to eat, the food that arrives last is always Donovan.
Always me.
Always Donovan.
Like, seriously, I've come to accept that this is who I am. This is how I have
pretty
to live.
Wild.
And I don't even get upset about it anymore. I just accept the fact.
You've accepted
that
it.
If I don't get my food last, I go, ha, what a treat.
I'm good.
But if I do get it last, I go, that's expected.
Okay, but at least I broke that expectation when we were at that oyster place or whatever, place in New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah, the team
which
dinner.
Is still one of the best meals I ever had. No, this was not a team dinner.
When we met.
I met you at Felix's.
That's right. Yeah, boy, you.
And I ordered something, and I swear it took 45 minutes for me to get there.
It took forever. We were almost all done.
They were all done. It was bad.
Welcome to my world. Yeah, I think I told you that.
Experience the taste of Donovan. Like,
welcome to my world.
Yeah, you do have some luck.
I tell Matt that all the time. If there's a couple of different lines to up, you pick it. Because when I do, it's going to slow down.
So my other lottery story is a guy that used to work at one of the stations here. This was many, many years ago. And he and his wife played the lottery every week and played the same numbers. Because they say that's how you increase your... I don't know that it increases your chances, but, you know, they had their set favorite numbers that they would play every week, and they were following it closely. Anyway, so they have a drawing, and I think this was on a Wednesday. And this employee at the station was in charge of buying the ticket every Tuesday, going home from work. He bought the ticket that was going to be drawn on Wednesday. Or maybe this was Friday for the Saturday.
Yeah.
They do the drawing. The wife goes crazy. They watch the number drawing every night. The wife goes crazy. Their numbers hit, and they win the lottery. Huge moment. She's dancing around, going nuts, going crazy and everything. He doesn't celebrate a single bit.
Oh, no.
His face fallen, ashen, and she's like, we just won the lottery. You know, it's millions of dollars. And he had forgotten the day before to buy the ticket.
That's amazing.
That may be grounds for.
And it sounds like an urban legend.
That's amazing.
But this actually, and I wouldn't have believed it. I would have said, okay, that story gets told all the time. I wouldn't have believed it had it not happened in the building to a person that we knew.
Mm. I mean, how could you? That'd be so hard to live knowing.
How they stay married after that.
I know.
Yeah. Every money problem that ever crops up for the rest of their lives, she's going to think about it.
Yep. And she probably left him eventually for a rich guy.
I wonder if
this could have been my
life.
You
always have more to these stories somehow that, you know.
I wonder what the reaction would have been if that would have happened to me. Because I can feel if that's the case. And I'm just doing the stanky leg because we just won. And she looks at me and says, I forgot.
Yeah.
Like, I might just pass out. Like, that was it. That was the chance.
That's incredible.
It's never going to happen again.
What's so weird about that to me is it's such a great thought experiment to me to imagine the situation because it's still the same marriage that it was before. It's still the same life, still the same reality. But for some reason, just the knowledge that something could have happened that didn't happen.
Right.
Then tortures the couple for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, there are several
and
different
drives
levels.
A wedge between them when the argument can be made that look, our life is the same. We were happy in our marriage 12 hours
right.
ago.
That's the point. It's the same. What could have happened if I had $35 million? It's not
my
it's gonna be
and you're
different.
Trying every argument possible. Look, this was probably the universe telling us that we shouldn't win because the money would have changed us.
Yeah,
she don't want any part of that.
Change me.
Yeah,
I want to be changed. I want to at least try to figure
so
out.
Would you rather, I also love the thought experiment of would you rather have millions of dollars, right, that you then lose and you have to go back to, let's say, even a lesser quality of life than you had even before you won the money? You know, not horrible, not sure. Destitute, but let's say you have to live at 60% of the lifestyle that you have now before winning the lottery. But you got to experience it for the 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years?
Yeah.
I think I'll take it. Hmm. Because I know if I'm blowing that much cash, I kicked it. It's not like it just disappeared or someone robbed me. Like, I spent everything.
Yeah.
Dude, those 5 years are going to be the best 5 years you could ever have.
But let's say that they're not the best because you experience betrayal from people. Some people steal some money from you.
Yeah, that sucks.
You have wedges that were driven because of the money.
Now, I don't care about that.
It's all worth it to you.
Well, I guess there's certain wedges.
You end up alone. You have no friends because you became some rich guy that you can't hang out with poor people anymore.
Am I still married?
I don't know. Are you?
That's the whole point. That's why I'm asking. If we're putting different tentacles to this thing, I need to ask.
Okay, yeah. So if I'm alone, let's say you lose all your friends and you lose your job.
Okay.
This career that you have up here. But you're still married. So you still have that foundational relationship.
Yeah. I'm fine. Beautiful. I'm about to be 54.
Right? So by the time you're 60, you've lived it up and then you spend the last 40 years of your life.
I think the last purchase that he would make of his money before it completely runs out is one of those Swiss suicide pods. He's going to just buy that at the very end of this with the remaining money.
That'd be it.
And he's done.
I don't think I could do that.
I'd like buy the couch from the Martin set and then I'd just sit there and watch it.
We've talked about that before. If we had the money, what is the one piece of pop culture memorabilia would you want to buy?
Wow.
And I think mine was, I think I settled on Indiana Jones hat. Like that would be cool to own
Have that on as you're alone.
You have no one else around, but you have the hat. I work up the guts to wear it out one time and a big gust of wind comes along as soon as I walk out of the building.
You don't have the chin strap on
and it goes straight down a sewer drain. Yeah. All the coolness that I would look like with a fedora is completely ruined by the chin strap I wear at all times with it.
Just to make sure you want to protect your investment.
The Martin couch and a fedora.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I would get. Maybe a lightsaber from Star Wars.
Well, you know they're not real, right? Like, you can't turn it on and it actually makes that sound and then does glows like that.
They sell ones like that in stores, so I'm pretty sure I could get a real one from the set.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I would get the couch from Martin, but I'd...
The couch from Friends instead?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Friends was the OG, man. There was some show that ripped off Friends that time. I can't remember what it was.
We've had this argument before, sir, and you know which show was first.
I don't know.
Friends is a ripoff of Living Single.
No, Living Single, I think, came out after Friends.
No, it did not.
I'll give it to you that they came out around the same time, but I think Living Single was like 6 months after Friends.
It's not the same. The Friends weren't single. They were all hooking up with each other.
Well, they were living single. They weren't married.
What are you saying?
At the end, they were married, so different show.
Did they have that cool of a theme song on Living Single?
Yes, they do.
I don't know.
Look it up, Tip Sheet.
I don't know.
Well, nope.
I mean, it might be cool.
Queen Latifah did perform that theme song, and it's better than that. Ding, 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 ding. You know what? That theme song has no seasoning on it.
You're kind of right there.
The Living Single theme song.
That may be one of the whitest theme songs ever.
100% it is. Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. We are living single. So you're saying that some people would say this has more seasoning than the Friends theme song?
No. Play them at the same time and see which one has a little flavor than.
Okay, did you watch Friends?
Ding, ding, ding. No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Man, you missed out.
No, I didn't. I feel pretty good.
I don't know.
So Friends was not popular in the community?
Not this community. I'm pretty sure there were several people who watched it. Yeah. But I'm out.
Why?
They were
friends. Didn't you want to see Living Single done the right way?
Oh, that hurt, Gordon. I love you so much, and that one stung. I don't know if I'll ever recover from that one. That hurt. That hit me deep.
It is amazing though they did Friends. Like it basically was a direct ripoff of it. And didn't they even acknowledge it? Like the execs even acknowledged that.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it was an acknowledgement about it.
There were four women and two men in Living Single, and Friends was 3 and 3. So.
See, we changed it up a little bit.
It's way different.
What are you going to do with that, Donnie?
Way different. All right, hit the signal.
Gordon! Boy, it does sound like you're saying Gordon.
Gordon!
How is that possible? I've heard him make that sound a million times.
That's all I hear now. It sounds like
Gordon.
That's amazing. Gordon.
Oh, my God. Gordon.
Oh, my God. Well, that's your intro for now.
Oh, gosh.
We may even take the signal
like a
out.
Mutant and- trying to learn how to talk. He just learns my name. That's all he can say.
Buddy. Play it again, please.